time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for a 30% chance for rain with a high of 57. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 27. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Two people were sentenced yesterday in Wayne County Circuit Court. 22-year-old Belle Rive resident Brittany L. Cassidy pleaded guilty to a count of possession of between 15 and 100 grams of methamphetamine. She was sentenced to 24 months probation for the Class 1 felony, plus time served and 80 hours of public service work. A separate count against her was dismissed, and Cassidy was ordered to pay $1,300 in fines and court costs. 67-year-old Mount Airy resident Harry Combs pleaded guilty to a count of unlawful failure to register as a sex offender. Combs was sentenced to 1 year probation plus 7 days in the Wayne County Jail. He was credited with 1 day already served, and he was also ordered to pay fines and court costs. More news next.
Farming. It's genetics. What you're made of. It's agronomy. Local knowledge and having the tools to put the right product in the right place. It's service, built on trust, grit, and determination. Because what it takes to make the best product is a lot like what it takes to make a farmer. Golden Harvest, rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service.
Grow with Golden Harvest Seed through the Golden Advantage Program. 0% interest on extended terms. Contact your seed advisor today.
In other news, Kevin Leonard with the Fairfield Water Department has announced a boil order for residents in the 4 and 500 blocks of East Court Street, all of Northeast 6th and Southeast 6th from East Delaware to East Center Street. Residents in the affected areas should boil water to be used for human consumption until further notice. The Wayne County Farm Bureau, in cooperation with Vaughn Diesel Repair and Carter Trucking, will hold a new program that will focus on the laws of trucking next month. The event is designed to provide a real-world example of the laws that apply to farm semi-trucks and their drivers. The program will feature Matt Wells, Associate Director of the Midwest Truckers Association. He will give his perspective on the laws that over-the-road farm truckers must comply with. Also presenting will be Paul Howard with the Illinois State Police. Howard will perform a live truck inspection and describe what he's looking for when inspecting a semi-truck and trailer. The Laws of Trucking program will begin with a lunch at noon on February 11th at Carter Trucking in Fairfield. Those interested in attending should RSVP by February 4th by calling the Wayne County Farm Bureau at 842-3342. Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who recently damaged a vehicle belonging to Rhonda Smiley. The vehicle was reportedly parked at her home, and it had its doors and fenders kicked in. Anyone with information on the incident should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. University of Illinois President Tim Killeen has reportedly been offered a new contract that would extend his tenure 4 years and hike his annual compensation by about 40%. The contract would extend Killeen's presidency to 2024. And his base pay would increase from $600,000 to $835,000. In making the proposal, the board noted it reflected the trust of its members in President Killeen's leadership. Officials noted that, since he became president in 2015, enrollment at the University System's campuses in Urbana-Champaign, Springfield, and Chicago has increased 9.5%. to 89,270 last fall. Much of the enrollment increase has occurred at the Chicago campus, which has seen a nearly 15% increase in 4 years. Enrollment at the flagship campus in Urbana-Champaign has increased 10% since 2016. The Springfield campus has seen its enrollment drop from 5,400 students in 2016 to 4,300 last fall. The Fairfield City Council unanimously voted last night to disband the current 10-member Fairfield Area Development Commission. The commission will conclude at the end of the city's fiscal year. Alderman Brett Cole, TIF committee chairman, said the move would allow the city to control its own destiny as far as economic development is concerned. Mayor Brent McGuire stated he would like to see an advisory committee established to work with the council on future economic projects. He also clarified that the city is not doing away with economic development, but its process will look very different going forward. In other TIF business, new project checklists and applications are available and will soon be posted online. In addition, the council approved a change in the language of the TIF agreement with Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery. In other council business, retired engineer Jerry Quindry spoke to aldermen about the Lakeside Reservoir and the possibility of reestablishing the lake. He said the city needs a catch basin to hold floodwater, and the park district wants a recreational lake, creating a unique situation. He gave an idea of establishing two separate bodies, one to hold floodwater and the other serving for recreation. He recommended hiring an engineer specializing in waterways and dams to develop a plan for the lakeside area, and he noted that no government money will be available without some type of plan in place. Mayor McGuire said he will meet with Park Board President Jay Faye to discuss the lakeside project. The council also heard the FY19 audit from Kemper CPA, and no serious deficiencies were noted. Aldermen then voted to update the city's police and fire eligibility list. Alderman Gary Moore suggested implementing a lateral move for police officers currently employed by other departments to save the city the expense of sending a new officer to the police academy. Fairfield Police and Fire Commission Representative Terry Weedman said the commission was in the process of updating the rules and would have them in place for the next testing period. The council also voted to adopt a $25 per machine fee for the businesses in the city that have video gaming machines. Vicki Mugridge announced at the Cisney Village Board meeting earlier this week that the Cisney Key Market will close on January 31st. An auction will be held in May, and the board agreed to help with demolition costs. Mugridge says the sole reason for the move is the upcoming addition of a Dollar General in the village, which she believes is tentatively set to open in mid-April. Mugridge says she doesn't think there will be enough business to go around.
Cisney is just so big, and when you have a population of so many community members, you keep cutting the pie smaller, and it just takes that loaf of bread, that gallon of milk, and that catering job to make it all work here. And when you take so many dollars out of the equation, Jim and I discussed, you know, we could stay here and try and tough it out, but, you know, then I'm stuck with the inventory trying to unload it while they're opening. We just felt like it would be in our best interest to go ahead and try and deplete our inventory while we can.
The board voted in October to spend $30,000 toward a new sewer line requested by a contractor wanting to build the Dollar General on the Highway 45 curve. Mugridge says she went to work at the Key Market in 1981, and she and Jim Mugridge purchased it in 1993. She wished to convey to her customers that she appreciated their support throughout the years. In other action at the meeting, the board decided to enforce fees and eviction proceedings for people living on lots without permission. Fairfield Memorial Hospital will offer free adult mental health first aid for public safety training to law enforcement and first responders, beginning next month. The training is intended to provide more response options to help de-escalate incidents and better understand mental illnesses in adults, so responders can appropriately deal with mental health-related situations without compromising safety. FMH says statistics show 1 in 4 fatal law enforcement encounters involves an individual experiencing mental illness. The training can also teach skills to safely address a colleague's mental health or substance use challenges, reduce stigma, and increase mental health and substance use literacy. Training sessions are 1-day, 8-hour courses offered free of charge to public safety personnel. The first class will be held on February 10th at 8 a.m. Anyone wanting to register or who would like more information should contact FMH Administration at 847-8243. Illinois' Agricultural Pest Survey Coordinator is starting to disseminate information from the past growing season. Kelly Estes is collaborating with Drs. Nick Sider and Nathan Kolcheski from the University of Illinois Crop Sciences Department.
From my perspective, I share some of our survey results through the corn and soybean surveys, but both Nathan and Nick are sharing the results of their research trials, and so it is a complete view of those corn, soybean, and wheat trials that have been going on with some pest management products. So Nathan is sharing things with his soybean cyst nematode survey, his summary of those research results, and then a whole bunch of fungicide and seed treatment results on corn, on soybeans, and even things like fusarium head blight as well. And then, of course, from an entomology perspective, you're getting all of those insecticide research results. And what everyone always questions me on, and when is it coming out, is the evaluations of the insecticides and BT hybrids for corn rootworms. And those research results will take up a big part of that book as well.
The information is detailed in the bulletin at bulletin.ipm.illinois.edu. The Illinois State Fire Marshal's Office has some tips for keeping homes safe from carbon monoxide this winter. Kim Howard reports.
Carbon monoxide, or CO, is a colorless, odorless gas that is very dangerous, says Fire Marshal spokesperson J.C. Fultz. He says you should never use your gas range or oven as a heat source and make sure your chimney flue is open when you use your fireplace. Additionally,
it's really important to make sure that you have multiple alarms, especially carbon monoxide alarms on each floor, and also make sure and to test those alarms at least once a month and make sure those smoke alarms also in your homes are working.
Symptoms of CO poisoning are similar to the flu and include headache, fatigue, nausea, and dizziness. Pets that are exposed may become sluggish. Those affected or hear their detector go off are advised to evacuate and call 911 immediately. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
If you're looking for a great Italian taste from a hometown place, then Mimo's Italian Restaurant in McLeansboro is the place to go. Family owned since 1999, Mimo's has been serving pizza, pasta, steaks, and other delicious dishes in a family-friendly environment. All dine-in meals include complimentary house salad served with their homemade Italian dressing. Stop by for dinner time Thursday through Sunday from 4 p.m. till 10 p.m. on the square in McLeansboro and see what everyone raves about at Nemo's Italian Restaurant.
It's hard to quit smoking when you try to do it alone. The Illinois Tobacco Quit Line offers a plan and ongoing support based on your individual needs. Knowing how to properly use tools to quit smoking, such as patches, gum, lozenges, or other medications, and counseling will increase your chances of success. We've helped thousands of people quit smoking. We can help you too. Call 1-866-QUIT-YES, online at quityes.org, Facebook, and Twitter. Brought to you by the Illinois Department of Public Health and the American Lung Association in Illinois.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 53. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 29,047. That is up 108. The NASDAQ is at 9,280, up 29. February crude oil is at $57.98. That is down 25 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 72-year-old Fairfield resident Richard Allen Gruen died at 11:30 a.m. on Monday. He had many jobs, including working at Airtex. Richard Gruen is survived by his wife, Teresa, sons Ron of North Carolina, Brian of Plainfield, Brad of Bethalto, and Eric of Fairfield, 10 grandchildren, and brother Bill of Ashland. Visitation for Richard Gruen will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Services will be at 10 a.m. on Saturday at the funeral home. Burial will be at Maple Hill Cemetery with military rites provided by Anthony Wayne Post 176 American Legion and Wayne County Post 4535 VFW. Donations can be given to the FMH Cancer Support Group Fund. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 69-year-old Grayville resident Michael Lynn McGarvey died on Monday at Deaconess Midtown Hospital in Evansville, Indiana. He was a United States Marine Corps veteran. Michael McGarvey is survived by two children, two brothers, six grandchildren, and five great-grandchildren. Per Michael McGarvey's wishes, his body will be cremated. A memorial service with military rites will be held at 4 p.m. on Saturday at Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. Visitation will be from 1 p.m. to service time. Burial will be at a later date in Ridge Cemetery. Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville is in charge of arrangements. 96-year-old Xenia resident Bonnie Wassian died on Monday at Flora Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. She was a housewife. Bonnie Wassian is survived by two daughters, six sons, 29 grandchildren, and many great and great-great-grandchildren. No services for Bonnie Wassian will be held. Memorials may be directed to the St. Jude Children's Hospital. Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 60-year-old Jeff resident Otis Allen Venters Sr. died at 11:03 p.m. on Monday at his residence. Services are pending at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Stop at John's Butcher Block now through Saturday and save on items like boneless chicken breast to just $1.59 a pound, or get smoking deals on extra lean ground beef for just $3.99 a pound. Don't forget their deli has pumpkin mousse, just $1.99 a pound, and all white meat chicken salad is just $5.99 a pound. John's Butcher Block accepts cash, check, and all major credit cards and link card, located across from the Fairfield City Hall.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather. Today, 30% chance of rain, otherwise cloudy with a high of 57. Mostly sunny on Thursday, high of 38, and a chance of snow and rain mix on Friday. Cloudy skies with a high of 36. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday calling for showers with a high of 51 and a low of 17. Partly sunny on Sunday, high of 25 and a low of 13. And mostly sunny skies for Martin Luther King Day, high of 27 with a low near 15.